Welcome back to The Verdict is Marketing, the podcast for all things law firm marketing. I'm your host, Kim Saylor, and today I'm joined by my co-founder, Todd Blackman.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, today we're going to tackle another but often overlooked aspect of law firm marketing, digital asset management. We'll discuss what digital assets are, why they are needed to be managed effectively, and how to leverage tools and technology to streamline the process.
One of the things I wanted to mention off the bat is it's sometimes referred to as a DAM system, D-A-M. It's the same thing, digital asset management system. So I'll go into kind, we'll cover what exactly is a digital asset management in the context of law firms.
Digital assets are any digital files that your firm may use for their marketing and communication purposes. This includes things like images. These are your logos. These are your attorney headshots. Maybe they're stock photos that you use in your blogs, but it's basically any visual element. It could also be your videos, whether it's your client testimonials. Maybe you did a firm overview. Maybe you have explainer videos of your practice areas or the ones that you even post on social media. This could also include your written content, your blogs, your articles, your white books, your case studies. It also includes audio files, like we're doing here today, your podcasts, your message on holds at your front desk when a person calls in, or any other audio content that your law firm might use. It can also include presentations, these PowerPoint presentations that you're all known for, and your PDFs and other presentation material that you use. And lastly, it includes your website files. These are your templates, your code, and any other related assets for your website.
Oh, yeah. So essentially any digital file that contributes to the firm's marketing efforts could be considered a digital asset.
So Todd, why is it critical for law firms to actively manage these various assets? I think there's several key reasons for these. First and foremost is brand consistency. You want to make sure all your marketing materials contain a consistent brand across all the channels. Another is increased efficiency, streamlining workflows, reducing search times, and improving your overall productivity. Think about the times that you or your colleagues have been running around trying to find the files or assets you're looking for the most recent version of something. There's also improved collaboration. Your team can work in the files at the same time with a correct version. Another important point is enhanced security, protecting these assets and potentially client data from unauthorized access or loss with access control and encryption. You also have cost savings, avoiding costs associated with recreating, repurposing lost or misplaced assets. And another important one is improved SEO, organizing and optimizing your images and other assets with relevant keywords can improve your search engine rankings.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. Organizing your digital assets is key to improving your efficiency, helping your marketing efforts, and most importantly, avoiding just any potential embarrassing mistakes like uploading the wrong logo or sending the wrong file to a client.
That's so true. So what tools are available to help law firms manage their digital assets, and what should they be looking at, Todd?
The DAM systems are usually designed for the purpose of centralizing everything and organizing everything, as we've been discussing. A couple of features that you want to look for are centralized storage, getting all your assets in one location, making them easily accessible to everybody, metadata tagging, adding descriptive keywords and captions that makes it easy to search and find stuff, version control. Again, I mentioned before, making mistakes, sending the wrong file to somebody. You want to ensure everybody is working on the latest version, and that's a common mistake. Automation, workflow automation, streamlining workflows, it just improves everything across the board, distribution, publishing, and again, the collaboration tools. Most likely you're working with an agency or other team members on something, and it's super important to have that, have those features to make things easier to work with. Most of them work with other tools. You may be using Microsoft Office. You might be using Adobe or Salesforce. Most of these tools will integrate well with all of those softwares. And then lastly, comes to mind is analytics. You know which assets are working for you. You know which ones are the most recent and are getting the worst clicks. And that tie into analytics is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some really impressive features. Can you also give us some examples of some popular DAM systems, softwares, platforms they might be?
Sure, I'll run through some of the most popular ones. Bender is very user-friendly. It's marketing-focused features. It's very popular. Into is easily scalable. It's nice. You can start out small, and if your firm size grows, it grows with you. FileCamp is a nice, affordable solution, kind of an entry-level solution. It's very well done. And if you're an Adobe user, or most likely your agency is an Adobe user, Adobe Bridge is very popular and it integrates well with a lot of other software. And then I think lastly, I would say Brandfolder. It's one of my personal favorites. I've used it for years, and it is one of my favorites. Just want to mention too, we'll have some of these links in our show notes to these files, make it easier for you to look through them.
Perfect. So before choosing a DAM, you would recommend that you assess your firm's specific needs before you look at a platform?
Yes, absolutely.
AI is transforming many aspects of the legal practice, as we all know. How is it impacting digital asset management DAMs?
Oh, it's playing an increasingly important role in streamlining and improving the efficiency of systems. Again, with AI, it does the remedial kind of tedious things that it just takes time and you don't really need to do it. For instance, tagging and metadata generation. It can look at your images. It can automatically analyze and tag assets with relevant keywords, making them easier to find. Mm-hmm. Automating workflows. Just you can dump in a whole folder of images and it will do all the routine tasks such as categorization, stuff like that. It will search, it improves the search capabilities. You used to have to rely on tags and rely on keywords. Now the AI is smart enough to recognize, oh, there's so-and-so in this image. That's probably what you're looking for. Yeah. Usage predictions, suggesting relevant assets based on the patterns. Seriously, you'd be very surprised how good AI is with this. Content generation, creating variations of images, different aspect ratios, even upscaling and resizing images. Now AI can assist in that. And then there is that we've talked about before, the enhanced security. It definitely can help identify security threats or copyright issues and stuff like that, depending on the platform you're on. But that is definitely an asset.
Yeah, AI is definitely a game changer for a lot of things, and DAMs is no exception for sure. If any of your digital assets contain client data, it is your responsibility to protect that client's confidentiality. This includes any tools like DAM that you may use. You may also need to make sure that your digital assets follow your state bar advertising rules. We do, again, provide some of those links in our show notes for those of you who need to know your state's rules. Implementing a robust digital asset management strategy is vital for any law firm that wants to maximize their effectiveness of their marketing efforts.
Leveraging the power of DAM systems and embracing the latest AI tools, law firms can streamline workflow, improve brand consistency, and ultimately achieve better marketing results.
Definitely. Digital asset management is no longer an optional extra for law firms. It is a fundamental component of a successful law firm in today's marketing legal world. Law firms that embrace these technology advancements will be the ones that are going to shape the future of the legal profession. Thanks, Todd. This has been a very informative discussion.
Yeah, my pleasure.
If you'd like a full transcript of today's episode, please visit us at lawbard.com/verdict. You can also check out the show notes for any links or resources we have mentioned in today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Until next time, the verdict is marketing is adjourned.